I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There was an effort at reconciliation in the West Bank today, and it sure was needed. Yesterday, a mosque near Bethlehem was the target of an arson attack. The carpet was burned in the fire, and so were a dozen Korans. And the attackers spray-painted Hebrew words and slogans on the walls. Palestinians say extremist Jewish settlers were responsible. The World's Matthew Bell went to the mosque today as a group of rabbis paid their respects.
Beit Fajar is the Palestinian village where the mosque attack took place. Right down the road is Gush Etzion, a large cluster of Israeli settlements not generally known for being a hotbed of Jewish extremism. That was certainly part of the message today when a group of five rabbis from the settlements visited the mosque to condemn the arson attack. Reporters and cameramen crowded around the rabbis as they donated Korans to the mosque to replace the ones damaged in the fire. Rabbi Moshe Lichtenstein said he came today to express a sense of pain and sadness over a troubling act of vandalism.
The people who did this, my message is shame, and the violence will not solve any problems. It'll just deepen the worsen the situation. To the people who it happened to them, my message is pain, sorrow, and the hope for the future nevertheless, to try to interact humanly as seemingly as possible on an everyday basis.
Sheikh Ali Takafka, the imam of Beit Fajar Mosque, walked away from the scrum of cameras and security men to fulfill his religious duty by making the call to prayer. Afterwards, he said he was moved by the rabbi's visit today.
The message they gave is a strong, positive one. The message is great and appreciated because it shows we are believers and so are you.
But the feelings of goodwill only go so far. A young Palestinian man, Ayman Takatka, stood on the burned-up carpet in his local mosque and said expressions of sympathy from a few rabbis are not good enough. They say they're sorry, he said, but these things keep happening. The Israeli government needs to do something about it. Bethlehem Governor Abdul Fattah Hamayel was also at the mosque today. He said this arson attack isn't an isolated incident. Hamayel said what encourages the settlers is the stupid policy and the extremism that comes from the Israeli government, which refuses to listen to the international community and stop expanding the settlements. He said this government policy is echoed by the extremist settlers who are ruining any chance for peace in the area. The day's event ended with a rare sight. A Jewish settler from a nearby Israeli settlement rallied the crowd of Palestinians standing outside the mosque with a call for peace and coexistence. Then he ended his impromptu speech with the Arabic expression of God is great. The five rabbis were then escorted out of the mosque and into a convoy of white SUVs by uniformed members of the Israeli army and Palestinian security forces working side by side. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.